who's here. Shay King, head of business development for the Racine Public Library.
Good morning, Don. It's good to be back.
Good morning. You got a famous person working for you, if people don't know, the current Miss Wisconsin.
Oh, she's so cool.
And she works for the library.
She does.
Is she still working there now? Or
she sure is.
She didn't take time off to go into the Miss America pageant?
I'm pretty sure that once Miss America business like kicks off in full, we won't be seeing her for a minute. But for now.
What does she do there?
So she works at the reference desk upstairs.
Oh, how come she's never in here doing guest spots?
You know, that's a great question. I'll see if she wants to come on.
No, don't see if she wants to come on. Say we scheduled you to come in.
Look, I'm a very courteous person.
We were talking this before. She said, well, I'll ask people. No, don't ask people. Tell them they got to come in. If you can ask them, they could say no.
Well, I'm a believer in free will, so.
Okay, good for you. All right, Shay is here because there's so many things going on at the library. We're going to start off with the negative one. The library's closed Monday, September 1st. Yeah. Let's start off with the bad news.
Yep. So Labor Day is coming up, as some of you may know. Monday, September 1st, the library and the bookmobile, library building and bookmobile will not be open. We'll be back open again Tuesday, September 2nd, the following day.
That always depressed me, Labor Day. It really was, because, I mean, school starting, it's the end of summer, and I don't know, it was always depressing to hear Labor. People think, oh, Labor Day, what a fun holiday. No, it's a day to cry and mourn. That's just the way I am. Okay, this is really good. We had some guests here from the library. As a matter of fact, we won an award here from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Congratulations.
A first place award with an author that we met at the library.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she wrote the book Haunted Racine.
Oh, I've been wanting to read that.
Yes, and what's her name now? It's on the award out there. She's got a great name for this type of thing. I'll think of it in a second.
I'll go run and look now.
I'll get it. Anyway, she wrote the book Haunted Racine. We did the interview.
Cool.
And the judges picked that as the first place interview in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
For all the radio stations, yeah. So look what we got at the library. That's where I met her.
That's awesome.
Rory Graves.
Yeah.
I knew it would come to. It's a great name for a...
I was putting together a poster for the author showcase that Rory Graves attended, and Rory's photo really stood out to me because she leans into her last name. She took her author photo in a graveyard.
you're run with your best, whatever you think, best shtick, and that's hers. So we won the first place award interviewing an author we found at the Racine Public Library one day.
That's so cool.
I went to your author showcase. I was going around, and I picked a few, but her interview was really good.
That's awesome.
Well, she told great stories, and people get spooked mm-hmm, down by her stories. Mm-hmm.
The horror writers are the best storytellers.
Okay, you have another author coming in. A couple of authors.
Yeah, so we are really fortunate to have recently heard from a few romance authors who are donating their time to the Racine Public Library for the Friends of the Racine Public Library to host a fundraiser featuring the authors. So Lissa K. Adams, Avery Flynn, and Abigail Owen will be the presenting visitors of our Next Chapter Romance Edition event on Friday, September 5th. So this is going to be a multi-part event, and it's going to have workshops led by the authors. It's going to have a panel discussion and Q&A session. They will be doing book signings, and there will be an intimate dinner with the authors.
That's good.
Yeah. So you do have to purchase tickets in advance to attend, which you can do at racinelibrary.info/friends.
I still have all the information from all the authors that I met there.
That's
we had
neat.
Some of them on the air, and we're going to get more on the air because they all wrote great books, and I got to meet them all, and that's where I get my guests from.
That's a great rotation to be visiting with.
Lakefront Expo 2025.
Yes.
Now, is this where you can actually watch it from your window?
So this is going to be, I don't know if you have ever been to the African-American Chamber of Commerce's Lakefront Expo. It didn't always used to be at the library, but the last few years we have been their location for the event. And this one's going to be Saturday, September 13th, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be inside the library this year. It's for all ages.
By that window?
Well, yep, there will be folks by that window.
It's the greatest window. You get to overlook the lake. this is like you should have to pay to sit by this window.
I love that window. one day I came in super early just so I could sit by the window instead of sitting in my office.
It's right by the DVD section.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. So when I go there, I always look, I just like get mesmerized by watching the shoreline and, mm-hmm. and there's no people out there, which is really nice.
There may be geese out there, however.
I don't mind the geese. It's the people that ruin the, ruin the picture. I can deal with the animal. That's nature. I can deal with that. So the Lakefront Expo is coming up Saturday, September 13th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just show up.
Yep, just show up. It's a festival, so you can show up whatever time works for you that day.
So if you want to become a vendor, though, how do you get a spot in there?
So you would need to contact, I'm about to read off a phone number and an email address, 262-456-7527. Again, that's 262-456-7527. Or if you prefer email, you can get in touch with the person who's coordinating vendors at aaccgr@dls.net. Again, that's aaccgr@dls.net. This is also available on our website calendar, racinglibrary.info/calendar, if you want a written reference later on.
I learned two words taking Spanish, 4 years in high school, 2 years in college, and I learned two words. That's all I remember. Albóndigas, meatballs, and biblioteca, library.
Biblioteca, yep.
The two words I remember out of the whole thing. And Donation Day is coming up on Saturday, September 13th. Can't believe that's like 2 weeks away.
Yep, same day as the Lakefront Expo.
Yeah.
So upstairs is going to be the expo. And then downstairs, if you stop into the first floor lobby with a stack of books or movies or games or puzzles to donate, the Friends of the Racine Public Library will be there to accept your donation.
The next topic has to do with it's called the value of the library. It has to do with money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the library doesn't run for free. I mean, Shay's a nice person, but, you know, she still has to eat like everybody else. So let's talk about that.
Yes. So one of the things that we are trying to make more present to our patrons, to the community, is we want to communicate more about our value. What does it cost to run a library? And what is the value of the impact that we use taxpayer dollars to create? So just to give you a taste of what we're building towards communicating, we found that the value of the services we provided in 2024 was triple the value of the taxpayer dollars that
we
received. Yeah,
that's good.
So 2024 value is $13 million. This is based on calculations about what is the value of a reference interaction. Like anytime you ask a librarian to help you find something, that source of information has a value. Or every time you check out a book instead of buying one, your receipt at the Racine Public Library shows you like, oh, you saved $50 today.
Well, I got two DVDs in the car I have to return today. Mm-hmm. I know because I got an email and I got a text message saying, today's the day. Get your DVDs back in. I love it because there's only one video rental store in all of town that I can think of. And mm-hmm. this is great. Just walk in, get a great library of DVDs and,
yep.
and Blu-rays in there.
And the DVDs are very popular. People have asked us before to have like a display shelf of just the new DVDs.
You did it one time.
And these days we literally cannot because they go off the shelf so quickly. The display would be empty the whole time.
And also, if you see a new one, this library might not have it, but they'll go schlep all around the area to go get it for you. And they've done that for me many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you spending a dollar and get $3 worth of stuff back. That's what it's like.
Yep.
We can put it in simple terms. So that is the value of the library. More and more library news here. I hate when I hear the last of summer something because it's depressing. I'm starting to tear up now. These are the summer scares, the last ones around the corner. Let's talk, and the teen craft and book discussion. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yep. So Wednesday, August 27th, that is going to be our final teen summer scares session. There's going to be a craft and book discussion 3 to 4 PM followed by a movie night immediately after the craft and book discussion that goes from about 4 to 6:30 PM. So the craft and book discussion, the attendees will be discussing Devils Unto Dust by Emma Berquist. If you still want to get in on that and you need help getting a copy, you can ask Carrie by stopping into Teen Scene or calling the library or emailing carrie.richmond, that's R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D, at racinelibrary.info.
By the way, do you get teens to read?
We sure do.
And that's the whole purpose of it.
Oh, yeah.
Reading and writing is gone out the window, unless you want to read TikTok messages. That's about right. It. And, you know, that's the simplest form. We got three words for you to read. But reading a book, I've just finished the Bob Barry book. Bob Barry is a legendary DJ in Milwaukee. He wrote a book. And to be honest, my wife actually read it to me in bed at night before we go to bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Because she reads so well. And I have to read I read the end of it. But Bob Barry's going to be our guest next Tuesday. This guy, he introduced the Beatles on stage. He introduced the Rolling Stones. I mean, this guy is legendary radio DJ, Bob Barry. He sounds on the phone when I'm talking to him just like he did when he was at his height.
Wow.
At WOKY in Milwaukee. And so he's going to be on. He's going to be our guest, and it should be a lot of fun. But you got to read his book to get to that point. And it's a wonderful book. I mean, people who don't read books, you know, you're missing so much.
I know.
I mean, movies are nice. TV shows are nice. But reading takes you into a whole nother realm.
I do like to plug Libby for people who are like, I don't know, I don't have the time to read. But you might have the time to put an audiobook on in the background. And your library card gives you access to Libby, which is full of audiobooks for free.
Oh, Libby's not a real human being.
No. Oh, okay. It's called the Libby app, like Libby short for library, not short for Elizabeth.
Yeah, and you are missing out on a lot because your imagination runs crazy when you read.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife reads to me a lot because she's just a great reader. I mean, I can't read. She just sounds great. When she doesn't stumble or anything, just... She does a great job at it. So read, teenagers. What's the teen, could you tell us the teen movie night title?
So the teen movie night, I don't have the title with me. But you know what? When you go to get your book from Carrie, she probably can tell you the title that's going to be playing.
It's not going to help me now.
I know, but it's going to be scary, whatever it is. And there's going to be popcorn.
Okay. All right.
So that's
you got to show up to find out what it is, but you promised scares.
Yes, we promise scares.
What's the scariest movie you ever seen? I have two of them.
Hereditary comes to mind.
I have two. One was The Exorcist, which I saw the day after it came out in theaters. I saw the day after Christmas, and I went with a couple of other guys, and we were terrified. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. The other one was a 1963 movie called The Haunting.
Ooh, wait, I think I've seen this one.
Now, there was a remake done. The remake, forget the remake. This was from 1963.
Oh, is the remake The Haunting of Hill House? Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, it was called The Haunting, and it was made, it's based on that, but it was Haunting with Liam Neeson.
Okay, I didn't see this one.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. The original was done by Robert Wise. He did it between West Side Story and The Sound of Music.
Oh, wow.
He made this movie. And it's terrifying. And you don't, there's no blood or anything like that. It's all psychological.
Yep, that's my favorite kind
and
of horror.
And it's terrifying. Ooh. I mean, I watched it so many times, and I'm still frightened watching this Haunting. It just is.
Might have to watch it. I've kind of gotten numb to the fright of horror movies.
It's got
to
be the 1963 version, not that remake. The remake was terrible. It's the one with, it's the one with Julie Harris and Russ Tamblyn. It's really good. As a matter of fact, after he made West Side Story, he grabbed Russ Tamblyn from that movie and brought him into this film.
Oh.
Isn't that strange? He made West Side Story and The Sound of Music in this horror movie, right?
They're like, ooh.
Well, it's the one he
wanted to make.
I think
you'd be really scary on stage.
Yeah, that was good. All right, so that's Seasonal Screams, Adult Book Discussion, Summer Scares, still going on. And this is Wednesday, August 27th.
Yep. So 5:30 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 27th is going to be our next edition of Seasonal Screams. Now, Seasonal Screams and Summer Scares have some overlap. Summer Scares technically ends when the summer is over, but we do host Seasonal Screams programs for adults all throughout the year.
You think it'd be going through October?
It will be.
Okay.
Well, Summer Scares doesn't go through October, but Seasonal Screams goes through October and beyond.
Now, who picks out the scary movie night for adults?
For adults, that would be Rebecca Liana, who actually, she's like, horror is so much her focal point that she's been invited to speak at horror, like, conventions before. So she knows her horror.
The Haunting.
Okay, and, we'll let her know.
You know what? There's no bad language in it. There's no blood and gore. It's just psychological terror where you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm.
And the images that Robert Wise put on that screen are just fantastic. It's in black and white, which makes it even scarier.
Ooh.
It takes place in I think, Vermont or Maine, somewhere around there.
Okay. The scariest states, I guess.
I know, yeah. Yeah, good. Okay, the summer reading program still active, even though summer is coming. And summer doesn't end until like the 21st of September. We always think it ends on Labor Day.
That's
it
true.
It doesn't really.
At the library, we kind of treat it like it ends in August, since the summer reading program runs through the end of August. But yeah, there's still a little bit of summer left after that. So summer reading program, there is still time to finish reading or to finish activities if you're using the All Ages STEAM Challenge on Read Squared. There's even time if you want to get started still and you haven't started your reading challenge yet, you can still do that. So kids can pick up or turn in their logs at the Youth Services desk on the first floor. Teens can do so in Teen Scene on the second floor. And adults can do so by getting a paper log at the reference desk, or they can work off of the online version of the Summer Reading Challenge at racinepl.readsquared.com.
Now, I actually save all the emails I get from the public library.
Aw.
Yeah, I don't throw them away. What do you think I am? my tax dollars are paying for it.
That's right.
Here's that notice to return the DVDs. Ooh. Or else we'll have, you know, some thug show up at your front door. And okay, here it is. So here are some of the other things going on here. Here's that romance edition you talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Color Our World, which is a STEAM challenge? STEAM stands for what? It's an acronym again.
Yes. STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, math, and arts. So STEAM is all of the programs that take place in our innovation lab, which is full of 3D printers, laser engravers. We do tech help sessions, both to teach kids how to code. We teach adults how to use their computers and phones. It's a great place. And the Innovation Lab is hosting an All Ages STEAM Challenge as part of our summer reading program. You can also sign up for this at racinepl.readsquared.com. And it's completing activities like attending one of the Innovation Lab's programs, learning about technology, reading a book about technology, things like that. And so for the STEAM challenge and all of our reading challenges, you will win prizes for completing your challenge, and you'll be entered to win some bigger prizes that we'll be drawing for at the end of the month. So for the adult challenge, some of the prizes you can be entered to win is gift cards to use at local pottery studios. You can get a basket of items from like the Racine Garden Network. And some of the items for the STEAM challenge would be like you can get a Chromebook, or you could get a Roku or a Kindle. So take part in the challenges. You could get some cool stuff out of it.
See, everybody thinks the library is a bunch of old dusty books. It's not. It's so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the days of the late 1800s, early 1900s, it probably was a bunch of dusty books and that's it. But, you know, technology moves on and so does a library.
Right.
Computers and whatever's the newest, hottest thing, that's what it is. And it takes, you know, a lot of people to put this together at the library. If you go in there sometime, you'll see all the people it takes. And you've got that innovation room on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting to look at.
It's cool.
Yeah. It's everything going on there at the library. I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to get another list of people pretty soon?
That's right. I've already got 4 dates taken so far.
Oh, okay, good.
Yep.
Are they willing participants or is it like a hostage situation?
Well, you don't see everything that goes on behind the scenes, so my lips are sealed.
You know, Ellen DeGeneres does a funny bit. And she says, at the library, you can get so many things. Just everything there, every word imaginable is found in the library except one, library. You will not find the word library at the library. She says, I don't like to judge people, but I do judge people that say the word library.
Oh, man.
Out of all the words in library, you will not find library. That's good. Hey, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. It's always
a smiley,
pleasure.
Happy person.
Oh, thank you.
Is he normally like that?
Yeah.
Or if I interview some of the people at the library, they're going to say, oh, you mean Grumpy Shay? Yeah, we know Grumpy Shay.
You get to see the smile so that when I go back to my desk, I can take all the frowns out there.
Now, you're the head of business development.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
So that means, in so many words, head of marketing, essentially. I wasn't the one who came up with the job title, but
you should have come up with, you know, head of the entire library. You could come up with anything.
Yeah, right.
So that's good. How long have you been there?
Oh, 4 years, 3 or 4 years now. 2021 is when I started. So yeah, 4 years.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Love having you in here.
Thank you. It's a joy.
Thank you. Shay King, Head of Business Development for our Racine Public Library.